Today's episode, Lone Pine's Gustav Marsh. The trail from Whitney Portal above Lone Pine to the summit of Mount Whitney is another one of those legendary marvels of engineering that seem at times commonplace here in the Eastern Sierra. Owens Valley Paiutes have stood on the top of Mount Whitney for hundreds of years. The first recorded summiting of Mount Whitney by white settlers was by three southern Inuits in 1873. And once they made it, the rush was on. It seemed like people were coming from everywhere to follow the dangerous path to the top of the highest spot in the lower 48 states. Gustav Marsh ran a stage line in Lone Pine, and he, along with other Lone Pine locals, couldn't help but notice the large number of people coming through their town headed to the top of Mount Whitney. Marsh and the Lone Pine community saw an opportunity to put Lone Pine on the map. They felt if they built an actual trail to Mount Whitney summit, a trail that would be safe for people to travel, that even more people would visit their town for an attempt on the noble peak. Marsh was also a trained engineer. He worked on mines, designed water systems, and built phone lines. His neighbors convinced him to spearhead the town's effort to build the Mount Whitney Trail, and they quickly raised $700 to pay Marsh and a crew to do the work. Marsh was determined, and he and his crew worked tirelessly to construct the trail up the difficult terrain. Lone Pine raised an additional $475 for Marsh to complete his trail. On or about July 18, 1904, with $1,175 spent and no men or mules lost, the startled citizens of Lone Pine and Independence looked up to see a strange light over the jagged slopes to the west. It was Marsh and company, sparking a signal fire from the summit of Mount Whitney to let the world know they were finished. 5 years after completing the trail, Gustav pulled together another crew and went back up to build a stone shelter at the summit for the Smithsonian scientist, which still stands today. To build it, Marsh stayed on top the mountain for 43 days straight, watching his crew shrink from 15 to 5. Today, the town of Lone Pine enjoys a steady stream of visitors, thousands of whom hike on Marsh's Mount Whitney Trail. Gustav Marsh, a forward-thinking, hard-working entrepreneur who did his trailblazing right here along El Camino Sierra.